Melissa Walker Campbell. So glad to be with you right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. It is time for a fun and nostalgic visit to the past. In our final segment tonight, we have invited a very special guest to share his amazing journey in sports, Handsome Ransom Jackson. He was an all-star third baseman for the Chicago Cubs. Today, he is, I'm not going to say he's 90 years old, he's 90 years young, just released his new book about his fascinating journey from his boyhood days in Arkansas to playing in the major leagues, where many of his teammates were Hall of Famers. And there are so many timeless stories in his book that we wanted to share with you and just celebrate the greatness of the game of baseball. Such an honor to have with us, who has such a full and rich life, the great Handsome Ransom. How are you, Ransom?
I'm fine, thank you. Appreciate you calling.
Well, we're excited to have you on. And I tell you what, one of the first things I want to talk to you about, even before we dive into the book, you have such a distinct name. And I've interviewed a lot of folks throughout the years, but I've never come across anybody with the name of Ransom Jackson, especially a Handsome Ransom Jackson. How'd you get that name?
Well, my dad was a Ransom Jackson, and I'm a Ransom Jackson Jr., and then I've got a Ransom Jackson III, and I've got a Ransom Baxter Jackson.
Okay, so who gave you the moniker Handsome Ransom Jackson?
Well, there was a...
All the ladies?
No. No, there was a famous sports writer by name of Jack Brickhouse, and you can look him up. He was very famous.
Okay.
And he gave me the nickname probably in the early 50s. And, you know, back then, everybody had to have a nickname. I don't care who you were. And it just happened that Jack Brickhouse picked mine out, and it just continued from there.
Well, you got to love that. And, of course, we're talking with Ransom Jackson, a new book that is out, Handsome Ransom Jackson, Accidental Big Leaguer. And we're going to talk about that. And it's interesting because you've had such a fascinating career in Major League Baseball. You played 10 years in the majors with the Chicago Cubs, the Dodgers, both in Brooklyn and Los Angeles, and also played with the Cleveland Indians. But I'd love for you to share with all of our audience tonight. I mean, we're here in the great state of Texas. You were a multi-sport athlete. You played football as well for, what, two universities, TCU in the 1945 Cotton Bowl, and also played in the Cotton Bowl with the Longhorns. How unusual is that to play for two different schools and play in consecutive years in the Cotton Bowl?
Well, you actually can't do it today. It's probably, I'm the only one that's ever done it. I was in the Navy officer training program at the time, and I was at TCU and played, and they closed that one and sent us to Texas. And so I played down there and did the same thing. We went to Cotton Bowl. So I played for Dutch Meyer at TCU and Dana X Bible at Texas. So, and our quarterback at Texas was a guy named Bobby Lane, who went on to become one of the great quarterbacks in the professional league. So, and that's the only way it could happen is I was transferred in the Navy, and so I could play in both schools.
Is there a favorite memory from being a part of those Cotton Bowls?
Well, you know, it's you've got to understand, and this goes with the accidental big league. I was just an accidental athlete. I just did these things because I had fun doing them. And I went out for football. I never had played in high school. We didn't have a football team in Little Rock.
Wow.
And so I just went out just for the fun of it, even though if I flunk one course in the Navy, I was sent out automatically to sea. So you had to watch your studies also. But I just went out just kind of to play around, and it turned out we only had about 15 or 16 guys playing, and we won the conference. And then I was sent to Texas by the Navy, and I was still in the officer training program. And Dana X Bible, the coach, said, "I saw you play at TCU. You played against us. Got a quarterback coming in named Bobby Lane, and wants you to come out." And I said, "I don't have time, coach. I'm studying all these trigonometry, calculus, how to fire a 16-inch gun, all that kind of stuff." And he said, "We need you." I said, "Okay." So I went out, and we won the conference again and played in the Cotton Bowl. So that's how that happened. That was just kind of, you know, just having fun. And then I played 3 years of college baseball and led the league in hitting all 3 years in Southwest Conference. And, you know, I was just having fun until I realized one day that this can't go on forever. I was having so much fun in college. So that's when a scout from Chicago Cubs tapped me on the shoulder, and this is the only time in my life I ever talked to a scout, and said, "Would you like to try out for the major leagues I said, well, I ain't got anything else to do. I've graduated, and I don't know what I'm doing. And so I went up to Chicago, tried out, and they said, after the tryout, they said, okay, we like you. We want to give you a major league contract. That meant that you were a member, or you were on the major league roster of 40 guys. And we're going to pay you, and sit down. You might take a deep breath now. We're going to pay you, give you a two-year contract for $6,000 a year.
Wow.
And I said, you know, I don't have anything else to do. I'll just take it. So, and this is actually true. I didn't have anything else to do, and I enjoyed playing sports. And it was, I guess it was better than having to going out and doing some kind of a job. So I considered this a job. So I did it for 12 years, and that's what it means by an accidental big leaguer. I just really, I could not name you at the time a big league player. I guess I could name Babe Ruth or something like that, but as far as somebody on the other teams, I just didn't know anybody. Never heard of it, never wanted to be a baseball player. It just gave me an opportunity to keep on having fun.
Former All-Star big leaguer Ransom Jackson has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want to encourage you to go out and get his new book. It is jam-packed with just some great stories, reliving so many amazing baseball memories. Handsome Ransom Jackson, congratulations on your book. Let's circle the wagons and get together in the month of August and relive so many of these amazing memories. Thank you so much.
That would be great. I'll be glad to tell you some stories.
Wonderful. That, of course, was Ransom Jackson joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Special thanks to all of our amazing guests. We'll see you next weekend. Don't drink and drive.